Sun Ra used to play with Fletcher Henderson. That's the secret behind the combination of classic and avant-garde jazz, something almost no one else would even try. But that's not the only unique thing about the ensemble. The full group includes a troupe of dancers. Since this piece was constructed for radio, Sun Ra only used three that night. June Tyson, the lead vocalist, Cheryl Banks, and himself, though at times most of the orchestra joined them, their red shirts and black hats contrasting strongly with the glitter of the dancers' costumes. That drum is as tall as I am, made of wood, with a section of the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead carved into its side and covered with gold leaf. Jack Jackson calls it the ancient Infinity Lightning Drum, and he made it himself when a hollow tree just outside his house was struck by lightning the night after Sun Ra told him, "Go out and make yourself a drum." They take that kind of thing very seriously in the orchestra. They take the pageantry seriously, too. And there's a lot of pageantry in the performance. June Tyson uses 9 costume changes, and Cheryl Banks, 4. There's a satin banner covering the electric keyboard, the Roxachord, and Sun Ra shines through it all in blue velvet and silver.
Of course, the costumes got to be harmoniously, well, they have to blend, you know. Everything got to blend together. You can't have on the wrong colors. For a particular night, you see,
tonight the color is purple, right?
Well, it's sort of blue.
Royal blue.
Yeah, like
I
that.
I saw you try on a white shirt before. You changed your mind
about that. That wasn't the night for it. It's very beautiful, this one here. I like that. I really like it. It's unusual, see.
Yeah.
But it just, this blueness, like this sky blue or something like that. It's just right for it.
Tonight was a sky blue night.
We're talking about the blue again, aren't we? Blue breast and blue print, and I'm wearing blue tonight. It all fits in.